presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice. But before we join Superman, listen.
And now to our story. America has been shocked to learn of the mysterious disappearance of three parties of engineers who, under orders from the Hemisphere Administration in Washington, have gone into the Andes Mountains to survey the possibility of building a new highway between North and South America. To solve the mystery, Perry White, editor of the Daily Planet, has bought a stratoplane in which he hopes to fly to South America, cross the Andes, and discover the truth behind the missing expedition. With him on the test flight of the amazingly powerful plane are Lois Lane and Clark Kent. When they turn on the shortwave radio, they learn that John Ives, Hemisphere Administration Director, wants Clark Kent in Washington. White instructs the pilot to head the ship toward Washington so that Kent can report. We find him now in the private office of the director, John Ives.
Kent, I'll be very brief.
Yes, sir?
You have a splendid record as a troubleshooter. I admired the work you did for the Navy Department.
Thank you.
You've been a great help to us. Heaven knows we need help now, desperately.
You mean on this South American case?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Most completely baffling thing I've ever run up against. Oh, are you well enough to assist me? You seem to have a bad cold.
Oh, no, I'm just a little hoarse. I've been dictating war news all day.
Oh.
Of course, I'll have to check with my editor, Perry White, about getting a leave of absence.
Oh, naturally, naturally. Now, you can take care of that later. Now, you know the background of the case, don't you?
Yes, but...
What, Kent? Speak up.
Well, to be perfectly honest, sir, I've had a feeling that perhaps the government hasn't disclosed everything it knows about the case.
Well, I don't blame you, Kent. It seems fantastic that we should know absolutely nothing. But it's the truth. Of course, Kent, don't think we expect you to accomplish miracles. After all, you're not Superman.
Oh, no. Oh, of course not. But you can be sure I'll do my best. When do I leave?
Leave?
Yes.
Where to?
Well, South America.
Oh, now, hold on a minute, Kent. You don't understand.
What do you mean?
I don't want you to go to South America. I need you here in Washington.
But those engineers disappeared in the Andes. How can I help find them in Washington?
Kent, searching parties are absolutely useless. We don't want to lose any more lives by sending out more expeditions. Those mountains are treacherous. We're up against something unknown, something uncanny. We need a theory, Kent. We've got to be armed with knowledge to tackle this job properly. It's foolish to go on squandering human lives. We've got to think this thing out.
I understand. I'm sorry I jumped to the conclusion. Of course, I'll help you any way I can.
Good. Now, I suggest you return to Metropolis, get matters straightened out with your editor, pack some things, and return here as soon as possible.
Right, I'll get going now.
I can arrange to have you flown to Metropolis and back if you wish.
Well, thanks, but if you don't mind, I'll use the ordinary means of transportation.
Well, suit yourself. Just get back as soon as you can.
I will, sir.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yes?
Press room, sweetie pie. We're closing the extra in 2 minutes. Can you make it?
Yes, if you stop calling me every 10 seconds. Copy, boy. Here, rush this downstairs.
Oh, sure thing, Miss Lane.
And hurry.
Okay.
Well, that's that. Never a dull moment. Well, if it isn't the Wizard of Washington himself.
Well.
What brings you back so soon, Mr. Kent?
I have to speak to Mr. White. Is he in his office?
No, he drove back to the airport. He took Jimmy Olsen with him. They're loading stuff on the plane. Mr. White wanted to leave as soon as you got back. Now that you're here, we can start immediately.
Well, I can't go.
Why not?
They want me back in Washington to work on this South American case.
What good will you do? I suppose I didn't really mean to say that. Say, have you taken anything for that throat of yours?
No, it'll clear up. How soon will Mr. White be back?
Don't know. That depends on how long it takes to get the plane ready.
Oh, wait a minute. It sounds like Mr. White's
voice.
He must be back.
I never saw such a slow-moving gang of nitwits. I walk out of the place for a couple of hours and the whole paper goes to pot.
Oh, hello, Kent.
Hello, Mr. White. May I see you alone for a moment?
Yes, sir. Come on in. Lois, just send for your baggage.
Yes, downstairs.
Good. Jimmy!
Of all the slow pokes in the world, he's the worst.
Jimmy!
Coming. Just a minute.
You told me to put that stuff in the car. That's where I've been. Oh, Mr. Kennedy.
Now, Jimmy. Look here, you young, irresponsible rascal.
Well, gee whiz, Mr. White. What did I do wrong now?
All right. Stop blabbering. I just want you to be sure that I have a copy of the extra as soon as it comes off the press. Come on, Kennedy.
Okay.
Yes?
This is O'Brien in the press room, Mr. White. We just got the extra rolling.
All right, stop bragging. It's the extra on the disappearance of the third expedition. We'll be on the street before any paper in town. Not bad.
You mean the staff of the planet isn't a slow-moving gang of nitwits?
Who said that?
You did.
Huh? Oh, well, that's different. If I don't yell my head off all the time, they'll think I'm getting soft. Now, I couldn't consider flying down to South America if I weren't so sure that the planet would keep on going full steam ahead without me. You've got a great bunch here, Kent. But you're fired if you tell anyone I said so. Well, what happened in Washington?
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Ives asked me to work with him on this South American case.
What are you talking about? You work for the Daily Planet, Kent.
Well, I know, but...
You're leaving for South America with Lois and me right now.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. White. I'm going back to Washington.
Against my orders?
Put it that way if you like.
No. Wait a minute, Kent. I counted on having you along on this trip. Not going to be any tea party. No telling what kind of trouble we'll run into. Well, I'm not as young as I used to be.
Oh, gosh, Mr. White, I'd give anything to be able to go along. You don't think I like to sit behind a desk in Washington, do you? I just happen to believe that my first duty is to the government.
Of course. Of course, Kent, you're right. I'm sorry I was unreasonable. Well, I want to get started before daylight. Lois, come in here.
Mr. White, there's something I want to ask you.
Hmm? What is it?
Well, I realize that you want to keep the trip a secret, but if you run into any trouble, if anything unusual happens, will you radio me at Washington?
That's an odd request, Kent. I'm figuring on a scoop, you know.
I know, but...
Well, if we find anything that makes a good story, why should I let it slip through my fingers?
Because it may give us a clue. Those disappearances are closely connected to the government's goodwill program in South America. Besides, I promise you, I'll keep any information you give me a secret.
All right, Kent, I agree.
Good.
Our first duty is to the government, always.
You wanted me, Mr. White?
Yes. Get ready. We're leaving immediately.
I'm all set. Get the extra, Mr. White.
All right. Not bad at all. Good story, Lois.
Thank you, Mr. White. First time you ever said that.
It's probably the first time you ever deserved it. Jimmy?
Yes, Mr. White?
Now, here's an envelope I want you to give to the assistant managing editor tomorrow. It contains sealed instructions. Now, you guard it carefully. If anybody asks where we are, remember, you don't know. Well, I guess that's all. Goodbye, Kent. Do a good job in Washington.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye. So long, Lois. Good luck.
Goodbye, Clark. We'll miss you. Bye, Jimmy.
Come on, Lois. This is no time to gab.
Guess you wish you were going along, don't you, Mr. Kent?
Yeah, sure do, Jimmy.
Lois told me you had to go to Washington. Gee whiz, everybody's going away but me. I'm kind of worried, too. I mean about Lois and Mr. White.
Well, what do you mean, Jimmy?
Oh, hey, listen to that thunder.
All right.
Well, when I was helping to load the plane, I saw a strange-looking guy hanging around.
What?
Yeah, he was dressed in a long coat, and he had his hat pulled down over his eyes.
You sure it wasn't Bronson, the pilot, in his flying suit?
Oh, no, this bird was tall. He went away after a while.
Hmm. Well, I wouldn't worry about it if I were you, Jimmy. Well, I have to be getting back to Washington. Now, you help the assistant editor all you can and stick close to the phone because I may need you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that sounds like a storm coming up. Hope they take off, all right. So long, Jimmy.
So long, Mr. Kent.
Yeah, it's a bad storm, Brunson. How about climbing over? Hardly move the elevators.
Were they all right when we started?
Just a little, Todd. I didn't think it was enough to bother about. I moved it a little in. All right, we're climbing. We're above the storm now, aren't we?
Yes, but I can't level off.
If I pull any harder, I'll snap the controls. Something's jammed.
Why don't you cut the motors?
We'd spin with the tail elevators in this position.
I'm still climbing. Or 17,000.
Wait a minute. What's that? Listen. It's horrible, like a weird flute.
What is it, Bronson?
I don't know. Never heard anything like it.
We're at 19,000.
You need oxygen. Open that valve, Mr. White.
All right. Why, it's not working.
It's got to work. Hurry. We're still climbing. We must have oxygen.
The indicators are at zero. The containers are empty.
That's impossible. I checked them myself an hour ago.
Mr. White, I feel faint.
Hutcher.
I've got her. She's unconscious. We'll have to bail out.
You can't bail out. We're too high up. We double make it at this altitude. You need oxygen.
I still can't move the control.
Don't keep trying. I'm going to call Washington before it's too late. I'm getting weak myself.
There it is. It's on. Calling official 177. Hemisphere Administration. Distress call. Daily Planet plane. Controls are jammed. Need oxygen. Gladly.
Has the tragic plight of Perry White's stratoship any connection with the disappearance of the three expeditions in the Andes Mountains? And what are the strange flute-like noises that echo through the cabin as the giant steel bird climbs higher and higher, its almost unconscious passengers in deadly peril, gasping for oxygen? The mystery deepens, so don't miss a single startling episode. Tune in and listen with Superman.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.